Keith Peters reporting the White House is defending President Trump's plan to take over Gaza and rebuild it. White House correspondent Greg Clugston reports.
A day after the president revealed his breathtaking vow to own Gaza, Press Secretary Caroline Leavitt provided some clarifying details.
The president has not committed to putting boots on the ground in Gaza. He has also said that the United States is not going to pay for the rebuilding of Gaza.
Leavitt, however, contradicted her boss. The president said residents of the Gaza Strip could be permanently relocated elsewhere, but she told reporters that Palestinians would be removed temporarily. Greg Clugston, Washington.
As Elon Musk and his new department start tearing down the deep state is striking back by calling for Doge employees to be literally hunted by leftist activists. Details from correspondent Bernie Bennett.
As government employees try to lock out Doge investigators, outside agitators are ramping up the outside war on government accountability. Wired is the Pravda media outlet pushing the narrative that government accountability is, quote, infiltration. Pravda feeds the consumers the information on who to target, and some consumers look for those employees in the real world. Blusky is a liberal social media platform, and they're so concerned about the shrinking of the so-called deep state that they're calling for the death of Doge employees. Reports are being posted on X, exposing posts on Blusky to, quote, hunt them down. Bernie Bennett reporting.
Forecasters are warning of possibly significant ice accumulations in several mid-Atlantic states that could cause widespread power outages and disrupt travel. The National Weather Service issued ice storm warnings from Wednesday afternoon through midday Thursday in parts of Maryland, Pennsylvania, Virginia, and West Virginia. On Wall Street, the Dow up by 317 points. This is SRN News. The Trump administration goes after anti-Semitism on campus. SRN's Bob Harrington has more on the story.
The Department of Education says it will probe harassment of Jews at Northwestern, UC Berkeley, Columbia, Portland State, and the University of Minnesota. Ever since the Hamas attack on Israel in October of 2023, anti-Semitism has been surging on America's college campuses, and Jewish leaders say administrators have failed to do enough about it. President Trump is also forming a special task force on anti-Semitism in higher education. Michael Harrington, SRN News.
New York Attorney General Letitia James is telling hospitals that they would be violating state law if they stop offering sex change operations to children in response to an executive order from President Trump. James told health care facilities in a letter Monday that refusing to provide the treatments would violate New York's anti-discrimination laws. This is SRN News. The University of California is hit with a lawsuit.
The school accused of racial discrimination in undergraduate admissions by favoring black and Latino students over Asian American and white applicants. A group called Students Against Racial Discrimination filed suit in federal court, alleging the university system admits students with inferior academic credentials at the expense of better qualified ones. It also claims the admissions practices violate a 1996 state law that forbids considering race and other factors in public education. UC says it has adjusted its admissions policies and will defend them in court if necessary. John Scott reporting.
Earthquakes are still rattling Greece's volcanic island of Santorini every few minutes as authorities bolster their emergency plans in case the hundreds of temblors are a harbinger of a larger quake to come. More details at srnnews.com. I'm Keith Peters.